Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.
Hello, and you're very welcome to episode 8 of our Pause for a Minute podcast. So this week we want to discuss the topic of fireworks and pets. Obviously this time of year, fireworks are an awful lot worse. Although granted, this year, for whatever reason, fireworks seem to have been going off for months on end, really, so far. And it's not just kind of October time and Halloween as per other years, really. But still, we you know, they are going to most likely get an awful lot worse as we approach the 31st of October. So certainly now is the time to plan ahead and make, I suppose, do make plans and have some considerations for your pets and how you're going to look after their needs, really, with all the fireworks and activity that goes on around Halloween. So over the next few weeks, really, I'm going to kind of focus on the topic of pets around Halloween and what we can do for their safety and their welfare. So starting off with the small pets, so that's your rabbits, your guinea pigs, even your hamsters, gerbils and so on. Birds also would fit into this as well. Often they don't get a mention when we talk about pets and fireworks. It's generally dogs that the focus is on. So we do want to give a special mention to them. They, of course, can be really, really stressed by the loud noises, even the flashes of lights and so on, and not understanding what's going on. And those species, being kind of prey species and so on as well, they can suffer with, as I say, that stress and anxiety. And that is a concern for us with those pets. So with them, ideally, if you can, I suppose with rabbits, guinea pigs, those are species that you may have living out in kind of a hutch or run in the garden. Ideally, if you can bring them in to at least the shed or a garage, or perhaps into your house if there's a spare room or something like that, somewhere that's quiet that you can actually bring them in for that period. Now, it could be, you know, a few days or even a week or whatever. If the fireworks are particularly bad in your area, that might be something you need to do. With the smaller pets, then, again, they're most likely to be indoors anyway. Again, we would recommend that they're put in the quietest part of the house, things like closing the curtains, and just having their cage or their house located somewhere out of visual sight of the flashing lights and so on as well is useful for them as well. With these species as well, providing an awful lot of more extra bedding, which is actually just even a sensible tip coming into the colder weather anyway for these. But the extra bedding as well allows them to kind of nest down and hide, really. And these sort of species do like to hide. And that's one way they can help themselves feel a little bit better, a bit more secure and just happier generally. So really, really do go for that. If you cannot bring, for example, you have a big rabbit enclosure in your garden or whatever, and you cannot physically move that, and there's nowhere suitable to bring them in, same with guinea pigs or whatever, we can, you know, you can still do something for them. So ideally, come the evening time, as soon as darkness hits, which is granted quite earlier, it's going to get a lot earlier soon, try and have them enclosed in their actual house, in their hutch or whatever they enclosed part is, so that they don't really have access to the outside part of the run, ideally. But what you can do is cover over the hutch, or indeed some part of the run, the majority of it, obviously leave some ventilation, with a heavy blanket or an old duvet is ideal, and that helps actually kind of muffle some of the noise. And again, with the extra bedding that we just spoke about, your rabbit or guinea pigs will feel a bit more secure as well, and that can just be a handy little tip to help them. We will discuss in the next week or so just about some of the pet remedies that can help, and actually some of these can be used for the smaller species as well, and not just your dogs and cats. Okay, so moving on then to dogs and cats and how we can help them during kind of fireworks season, or when fireworks are going off. First thing would be to make sure your dogs and your cats are kept inside. It's just sound advice, really, for this time of year when it's darker. They're more vulnerable to, especially cats, getting hit on the road by cars or just getting into bother. And unfortunately, Halloween, while it can be a fun time for us as well, sometimes it can be a not so nice time of year for pets. And unfortunately, there are cruel people out there in the world, and you do still hear of cruelty cases where animals are harmed on purpose. They're burnt, fireworks thrown at them, bangers on them, attached to them, all sorts of horrible things as well. So it is best for your pet, obviously. Prevention with a lot of things in life, if we can do that, then that is best. So keeping them in after dark, so encourage them to come in, so you know, have them when they're hungry, they're coming for their dinner, lock them in at that time. And that's more cats, really. Generally we don't have dogs roaming, or we shouldn't anyway, but yeah, keeping them in. For your dog, ideally get their exercise, their walk done earlier on the day, during daylight hours, ideally if you can, before the fireworks are most likely to kick off. Do make sure your pet is microchipped, and because and registered properly on the database. That can be checked. We at Kilcool Vets are happy to provide that as a free service, where we can either, if you don't have your pet's chip number, we can scan them for you, run it through the databases, and just make sure that the details and everything are correct for you. Some people maybe aren't even sure their pet is microchipped, or they know it's microchipped, but they have no idea whether it's been registered or whatever. It just kind of got lost in translation somewhere between getting it from the center or the breeder or whatever. But look, come and talk to ourselves or your local vet, and we can help you out with that. So with dogs, as I was saying, just to get their exercise done earlier on the day. Again, good exercise as well, no more than ourselves. They're more likely to be a little bit more chilled and relaxed, and to sleep a little bit more soundly as well. Along the same train of thought of keeping them in, make sure doors and windows and everything are all blocked off, because a scared pet is more likely to bolt. Even the best well-behaved trained dog, if they are terrified, they're not thinking straight, they're not thinking rationally, they're going to just bolt because they do not understand what's going on, and they're going to just want to get away from that scary thing, be it the noise, the flash of lights from the fireworks, or whatever's going on. What you can do in the house are simple little practical things, like make sure the curtains are drawn. Ideally, if you can start to plan now, maybe either move their bed into a different location, or allow them to be in a part of the house that perhaps they're not normally in. Maybe move their bed into the sitting room, so if there's telly noise or radio noise and so on going on, a bit more activity, normal household activity for everyone else in the house acts kind of normal. It can help also. Just anything to drown out the sound of the fireworks going off. If your pet is looking to go and hide, please allow them to do so. If your dog decides that they want to crawl under the bed or the couch or the kitchen table, wherever it may be, they're choosing that because it helps them. So, you know, please do not scold them for that. Allow them to do that. If they come out, you know, reassure them with your voice. You can even try and treat them if they're in the mood to eat treats. If they're not too terrified, they should still be able to eat treats, and that can help as well. Just that we're letting them know everything is okay. It's fine, buddy. We're here for you. That sort of idea, which can help. Cats, again, they like to either hide, or height is a big thing for cats. So hide or height with cats is a big thing for them to feel more comfortable. So if they decide to hop up on top of the kitchen cabinets or whatever, please forgive them at this, especially at this time of year when they're letting you know they are scared, and let them just kind of wait it out. And very much for cats, that's kind of what they do. Often hiding for other ones is what they want to do. They may crawl under, again, it might be your bed duvet or whatever, blanket. They might again get under the couch or somewhere. They may pick the location. It could be into a press or somewhere in the TV cabinet. These are all things we've seen ourselves. So just leave them there, and you know, absolutely, as I say, do not scold them, do not drag them out, just let them sort of just ride it out there, and in some cases that's enough for them. Other things you can do for dogs, creating actually a den is one of the better things you can do. So instead of them, you know, in in their panic situation, trying to find somewhere quick to hide and get out of the way of the scary thing or whatever. It's better if in advance, you know, you start to build a den and make that a safe place for them. So their own little bomb shelter, I suppose, within the home, their home within the home. And we often will just use a dog crate. Depending on the size of your dog, even a large pet carrier is fine for your toy breeds and so on. And a really, really comfy bed in there, their own bed, you know, maybe some of their favorite toys, even a treat as well, and encourage them to go in. It's not a case of locking them in, because we need them to have free choice. And that's really, really important that they have choice to go in or not, as needs be. But during the day and even now, a few practice sessions, well, encourage them to go in, reward them for doing so. And that, again, that den, crate, whatever you're using, again, get in touch with us. There's some great stuff online as well about how to build your dog's den. And it's something we'll actually be posting on our Facebook page shortly, probably next week. So keep a lookout for that also. But that can just be enough for them to feel safe. And, you know, dogs, if we go back, or dogs, even they revert to the wild. Some countries have feral dogs, like we have feral cats. They have been studies where they've actually reverted back to creating dens. So it's almost like a natural behavior, and which is why they can feel quite secure with that. So that's one of the big tip for them. So after that, what you can do to help your pet during the fireworks is yourself to kind of stay calm, act kind of as normally as possible, I suppose, and certainly give them lots of praise for calm behavior. One important thing is, and often that there's been some misinformation over the years with this, is that yes, it is okay to reassure your pet. You're not reinforcing their fear. You can't reinforce that sort of emotion. It's not a bad behavior. They're not being bold, they're not being anything else. They cannot help it, so do comfort them with that, and it can certainly help. Help them relax as well, talking calmly to them, petting them calmly, even kind of a more sort of gentle massage. So in you know, we don't kind of pat our dog, if that makes sense. I appreciate that this isn't a visual thing, but bear with me. If we're not patting them, which creates more excitement, it's not very comforting either. If we do more gentle sort of massage strokes around their chest, or perhaps around their neck or their ears, some dogs kind of like that. That can just have a calming motion as well. And you being calm yourself, your energy then kind of transfers to the dog in that sense, not to be too airy fairy or everything about it, but it genuinely does work. So there's some very, very simple things that can work, and just comfort your dog. And that for some cases, when they're lower level anxieties and before they get that whole wound up thingy by being exposed to the fireworks for a certain length of time or numerous nights in a row, that can work, and that can certainly help them cope a little bit better without doing a whole lot else. So I'd say the important thing is never scold them, and you know, do comfort them if they're coming seeking attention and seeking comfort from you. So do that. If they want to hide, as I said earlier, wherever it is, just leave them be. Don't try and coax them out or whatever. It can just cause more conflict, really, because they don't want to perhaps disobey you or whatever. But at the same time, they're going, you know, mom, dad, whatever, please leave me here. I feel happy here, you know. So don't then try and encourage them out or whatever. Just leave them be. We would say, which is probably common sense as well, but still worth mentioning, you know, even during the day, don't tie your dog kind of up outside shops or anything like that, just in case if a firework or banger went off early or whatever's going on, a bit of messing, they're more likely to, you know, bolt again as well, where normally they may not. If there are organized fire displays in your area, we would disencourage you, even if you think your dog is bulletproof. Do not bring them to firework displays. Just because they're not overtly given signs of stress, it doesn't mean they're happy, and it's not really a place for them. And actually, just on a little point for that is, you know, the more subtle signs of, say, stress in dogs, it could be they may do a yawn. So again, obviously a yawn, if it's out of context, if, you know, they've not just got up or whatever, or panting, or they can even do a little lip lick. You know, they can be little more subtle signs that your dog is stressed. Again, we would look more closely at their body language. You know, if their ears are slightly back, they kind of Even slight tension in their face, but it can be harder to spot. But even what I just mentioned, they're easier for most people to spot in their dogs. So go with that. So I'll be back within the next week with another podcast. We're going to continue on with fireworks. I'm going to focus a little bit more on what we can do if you have a pet that is that little bit more anxious, and we're kind of gone past the stage now of helping them with the den, the hide, and all that sort of stuff, where they need a little bit more help. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on that, and there's plenty we can do. So just because you have a fearful dog doesn't mean you can't help them. So we'll chat next week. In the meantime, take care and talk soon. Thank you. Bye bye.
Pause for a minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.